Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
This episode of Share and Retweet is brought to you by Gail.
Brewed in Radelaide, South Australia, Gail is not a human. It's the first and only independently owned gay beer and cider company.
That's right. It's not a woman.
It's not.
Visit gailbev.com.au and use code Share and Retweet at checkout for 10% off.
Oh my God.
That's gailbev.com.au and use the code Share and Retweet at the checkout. Share and Retweet is supported by supersimplecards.com.
Cher wouldn't get caught out and end up paying $8 for a single card. That's at least 80,000 plays of Believe on Spotify.
Yeah, get a pack of greeting cards from supersimplecards.com with 10% off your entire order when you use the code Share and Retweet at the checkout. That's CHERANDRETWEET at the checkout.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a frickin' break, okay? I have been a frickin' diva for 40 frickin' years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Hello and welcome to Share and Retweet. I am Justin Porter.
I am Andy Ballock.
And we are your hosts for this evening. Thanks so much for tuning in. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram or Facebook at Share and Retweet. And pop by our Facebook group, you know, Share's Tweets.
And if you can rate and review us and subscribe us and tell all of your friends and share it with them and then constantly tweet about it and then tell your parents, that would be nice as well.
Yeah, do all that.
I would like some validation.
Yes, please.
Thank you very much. As we told you last episode, we have a giveaway going on.
It's
wow, that was so high-pitched.
I know, I'm very excited, as I was last time.
That is your excited octave, isn't
it? Yeah, it's where I go immediately.
Now, we're giving away a tote and a t-shirt, and all you have to do is rate and review us on whatever thing you are... What is
it? Oh my God.
I've lost the power of speech.
You have lost it.
I'm having a moment.
On Apple's podcast app or wherever else you get your podcasts from.
Thank you.
Just leave us a review and rate us and you will be automatically entered into a draw for a Share and Retweet tote or t-shirt.
Yeah.
And t-shirt. Both.
You get both. You get both. And the winners are going to be announced soon. So go and do that. Go forth.
Yeah, don't miss out. Don't miss out. You don't want to be the person that's like, oh, I could have gotten this. Like,
I
really
almost
cute
got
tote.
Free stuff. And all I had to do was something right. So minimal.
So minimal. And I didn't.
Are you ready, Justin?
I am. I am, Andy. Cher is very uppity about politics right now. She is.
Cher has a bee in her bonnet.
She has a bee, just a whole nest. Is that what they're called? A nest.
Yeah.
A nest of bees.
What else would you call it?
I don't know.
It's a hive. It's a hive.
Oh, did you actually not know that?
No.
Oh, I knew I was wrong.
I just had a...
You're just an idiot. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a hive of bees just up in her bonnet. And this is on top of, you know, she's filming Mamma Mia 2 right now. Yeah, she's got a lot going on.
There's a lot of balls in the air that she is juggling. Gosh. And she's fed up. As far as I can ascertain, she's had enough. She's finally speaking out about Trump.
Finally, we get to hear something about Trump. She has been quiet on this matter for so long.
And I've constantly been thinking to myself, but what does Cher think about Trump?
Specifically,
what does Cher think? Fortunately, she's answered my prayers and she's written, I'm 72 and up one size. Trump is a liar and a criminal. Neither of us is all that happy with those facts.
Mm.
Firstly, I need to praise this woman. She's 72, and her biggest gripe in life is, I've gone up a trouser size.
Yeah, but, you know, I think there's a lot of people that are saying, since when?
You've gone up a size. Since when is she 72?
Since when?
Since how does time affect you?
Since when has she gone up a size? She's gone up a size total in her life?
Since she was 24.
Since she was counting her waist size? When? What is the actual...
Yeah.
I need specifics here. Because it's not clear.
You need specifics, and you do a podcast that dissects Cher's Twitter feed that is almost completely void of punctuation and specifics. Great.
And in this instance, yes, Andy, I'm going to need some specifics.
Well, fortunately, we have a beautiful response from Mercedes. I've only just realized that it's supposed to say Mercedes, isn't it?
No, but her name is spelled M-E-R-R-R.
So many.
It has three R's in her name.
So many R's.
Mercedes. I think you're supposed to trill your R, so Mercedes.
At Mer freaking rocks. We can all agree with that. Mer does freaking rock.
Oh, she freaking rocks.
She's replying to Cher, same, I'm 25 and upper size 2. Tragic. Love you, Cher. Okay.
Okay,
I'm sorry, Mercedes.
All right, we have a lot of stuff to talk about here.
Firstly, same. You're not the same as Cher.
You can't in any day of your life ever say same and actually mean it to Cher.
Does Mercedes come to her? Just go, ugh, me and Cher are going through the exact same bloody crisis, guys. You'd have idea. We are both upper size. We are both 72-year-old divas that are Oscar-winning, Grammy-winning recording artists. It's just, what a week. What a week, Susan.
What a day I, Mercedes, am having. A surprise party on a plane today, and then I have all these book tours. No, you don't.
You don't,
Mercedes.
You've gotten, and in fact, she backs it up by saying, I'm 25 and upper size 2.
Yeah.
Look, I know what it's like to put on a little bit of weight, a little bit of winter bump.
A little bit of... We
all like
hibernation.
Yeah, pizza, burgers. That is almost exclusively my diet. I've put on a bit of weight.
You don't eat well,
Justin.
You don't eat well.
It's not good.
And this is coming from a man who like eats a chicken roll and a muffin as a balanced meal. That's what I had tonight. And I'm telling you, you don't eat well.
My intestinal tract is an abomination.
I'll tell you one thing. You and Cher are not having the same day.
Well, this is my point. How many times have I come over to your house or just like hung out with you and gone, ugh, Cher and I are having the exact same day again?
No, not once.
I've never done that.
Never.
I've never compared my issues to Cher's issues.
No, because if you did, I'd throw you off a balcony. I'd throw you out the window. And if I meet Mercedes, I'm going to do the same thing. That's not a threat for legal purposes, I have to say.
That is not a threat.
I do not wish harm on Mercedes in any way.
So that's the first two parts of this four-part abomination reply. The second part, tragic. Okay. Look,
I don't think you know what the word tragic really means, Mercedes.
I'm upper size.
You know how I know this isn't tragic? Because William Shakespeare, not once did he start off one of his tragedies of yore.
There's nowhere
I'm
in
25
Romeo and Juliet.
And I'm upper size. Nowhere in Romeo and Juliet.
In Fair Verona we lay our scene, and I'm 25 and upper size.
Scene one, act one, I'm going to a...
Go on.
What's a person that hems your clothes?
A seamstress? Is that the one
I'm going to
for?
A seamstress. An alteration shop. Because I'm upper size. Tragedy has befallen.
Also, my lover has just killed himself on an altar. But I've been eating pizza burger all week and I'm feeling a little bit doughy. So, not a tragedy. Next, love you, Cher. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, we all...
Great.
We all do, yeah. Mercedes. Yeah. We all do. So what I like about that is that it ends with, like, this is a letter to Cher.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, Cher. Kind regards, Mercedes. Thanks, Mercedes. Yeah. Swing and a miss. I think it's fair to say for Mercedes there.
I think she missed half of the point of that tweet.
Because also not once does she mention Donald Trump. She just hears shares gone up a size and she's like, oh, same share, same.
Here we go again. Here I am living a parallel life to share once again.
What about Donald Trump? Donald who?
Huh? What is that?
Donald what?
I haven't voted. I don't know what that is. What's a Trump? Can I buy one? Will it fit me? Shut up, Mercedes. We're moving on.
Share, it's a new share tweet.
So she also tweeted this week, she had a very, very busy week, as we know. She's uppity, but...
How does she do it?
I don't know. But she had time to fit in a movie.
Yes.
Which I'm happy, because it just, you know, goes to show divas are people too.
They're just like us. They eat pizza burgers and go up a size.
Yes. And they rent out entire cinemas, I assume, for their private screening of a brand new Star Wars film. So she tweeted, just got back from seeing Solo. It was great.
Right out of the gate, I'm going to say, Cher's account has been hacked.
Why do you say that?
Because I've seen Solo.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain her account has been hacked. Because I've seen that movie.
Okay. And you don't like it.
It is not good.
Okay.
I haven't
seen it, so I can comment.
You know, don't see it. Instead of seeing it, eat a bowl of glass. Have a better night.
I don't want to do that.
Then don't do either then. Oh.
Are those my only options for a night?
Just those two options.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a terrible night.
It's not going
to
be good.
No matter what.
Your digestional tract is going to be shot to shit.
Yeah, I'm going to have real problems. How am I going to eat those muffins anymore?
That was a really good muffin.
But I hear glass is great for your waist.
I mean, that's how you drop down. That's how you drop a size.
Every time I gain a few pounds, I just eat a bowl of glass.
Just eat a quick bowl of glass. We do not glass. I think we need to say, we don't condone eating glass.
You might not.
How
speak
dare
for yourself.
You?
We are no longer one.
We were one?
Weren't we? I don't know.
I love that a single tear came out, weren't we?
Trip.
So, fortunately, there have been some responses here.
Some.
There have been a lot of responses. Now, I'm going to go straight to my favourite.
Okay.
This is Dominique. Love you, Dominique. Dom Bale.
Shout out to Dominique.
At Dom Bale, replying to that. This is her response. Don't forget kisses. My cake day is what we've come to know it. Don't forget my cake day. Your mum 4th, mine 14th. Thank you, prayer hands. Merci, prayer hands. It has...
Unrelated.
Nothing.
Unrelated.
Nothing to do...
Unrelated.
...with Solo?
As what I'm finding most responses to share are.
They've got their own idea.
They have an agenda. They have their own agenda, and they don't care whose dreams they trample to get it. I've got something I need to say to share. What has she tweeted? Great. I don't care. Post it.
It doesn't matter.
This is my thought.
Don't forget about my birthday. It's like they think Cher's opened a window where she's like, they're like, oh, Cher's online. I must tweet at her.
You've got 2 hours to get your thoughts into Cher.
Well, it worked.
It did.
Because Cher has responded to this, and this made me so happy. So, so happy. She's tweeted about the new Solo
Let's recap.
Film.
That's a good idea. Let's recap. Cher has tweeted about a movie.
She liked it.
She liked it.
Good for her.
Good reviews.
Good reviews from Cher.
Dominique's chimed in.
Don't forget my birthday. Your mum's the 4th. Mine's the 14th. Thank you. Merci. Also, what does Dominique hope to get that Cher's going to be like, oh, I've forgotten Dominique's birthday. Thank God.
Just don't do that.
Don't do it.
She doesn't even want anything. she's not like, hey, can you give me something? Like, there's no request. It's just don't forget.
Just don't forget.
Don't forget.
I get that you're 72, but don't.
I know you got a lot on your mind.
You're filming Mamma Mia at the moment.
Okay.
You're pissed off at Trump.
Yeah.
You've just seen a film. You're juggling a lot of things. Whatever you do. Do not forget my birthday. It's very easy to remember.
It rhymes. It almost rhymes.
Your mum is on the 4th. Mine is the 14th.
Thank you, merci.
Pray hands.
Pray hands. To which Cher has responded, my mum ninth.
So simple, so to the point.
Just a simple clap back.
My mom ninth.
Dominic, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm almost certainly gonna forget your birthday because you think my mother's birthday is on the 4th, and that's very close to the 14th. Maybe if you could move your birthday to the 19th, it would be easier for me to remember.
Yeah, because my mom's is on the 9th, and that I'll remember. But your stupid birthday, which up until this point I've never thought about.
Yeah.
I've never thought
about. Not once have I given it any agenda.
No, I have thought about Trump 16 billion more times than I've ever thought about your birthday.
So am I going to forget it?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to forget it. You bet your bottom dollar I'm going to forget it.
I'm even more doubly more likely to forget about it now that you've got my mother's birthday wrong.
There's so much said in silence here.
Yeah.
Because she replies in no way about her birthday.
None.
It's a simple correction.
Yeah, she's not, I promise to remember. It's just,
there's no
mom's
like,
on the ninth, bitch.
There's no like,
dare you?
Dominique, thank you so much.
Thanks for reminding me.
For your kind reminder. I will tell Siri at once. There's nothing.
There's none of that.
It's simply,
like, mums is on the 9th, you idiot.
I'm log out. Like, I assume she closed her laptop and threw it off the table at that point.
Unsubscribe.
Block. My mom 9th, block. Close, throw.
Across the living room. She's infuriated, Cher. Well done, Dominique.
Yeah, good one, Dominique. She was already having a bad week. She's up a size.
She's up a size.
And now you've just enraged
Trump
her.
Trump is continuing to lie.
Trump's rampage is still continuing.
And you have thrown her off the planet. Thanks, Dominique. No one else is upset, Cher.
She was stable, Dominique.
She was fine. She's just had a birthday. She's looking swell, even if she's up a pant size. And you have to go
and
ruin...
But she's using it to backhand Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
Even she's in the face of adversity, she still manages to swing a backhand at Trump.
It is so good.
I do. One of my other favorite responses to this is from our follower that we followed last week, Honey Glow, who just always pops up in replies. Like, if you go to any tweet from Twitter, tweet from Cher, you will find a response from Honey Glow.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. 100%. So she writes, are you going to let her on Twitter for her birthday? She would really, really like that. A little hummingbird told me.
Okay, so let's recap Honeyglow. Honeyglow loves three things in the world. Hummingbirds.
Moose.
And God. We think...
With Jesus.
With Jesus as a fourth place. Now, a little hummingbird told me. This is the first Honeyglow has mentioned.
Yes.
Hummingbirds.
I think this is actually a really important event for Honeyglow.
Honeyglow.
And for hummingbirds to be recognized by Honeyglow.
Finally. Hummingbirds everywhere can breathe a sigh of relief.
We're not just in her bio anymore. She's actually tweeted about us.
And all it took was a sentient hummingbird to have a quick little chat, to discover the use of voice, and to have a little chat. You know what? Cher's mum would really like to go on Twitter for her birthday. Would she? Does Cher's mum not have other
You've
things
going
on?
You've learned how to speak. A hummingbird has finally learned words.
After all this time, understood
the English language. And the first thing it chooses to communicate is that Cher's mom would like to go on Twitter. That's saying something.
What a milestone.
It's a big one.
It's a big thing. Thank you. Thank you so much, Honeyglow. Yeah,
thank you. You're always appreciated.
So this last response to the solo tweet is from Diddy. Diddy? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Diddy.
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 Diddy Ackers.
Diddy Ackers.
At quietly, quiet, quiet you. Quiet you. Quiet Youu. There's a lot of people adding three letters in their names and their handles.
Like, it's like when, like, if you like AndyBallock@hotmail.com, but if there's like other Andy Ballocks, I hear like Andy Ballock 1,
Yeah, or Andy Ballack.
Triple A Andy Ballack. Like, that's going to solve the problem.
Add vowels until you got it, until it lets you through the registration process.
Yeah. So, Diddy? Diddy is how I'm going to pronounce it.
It's Diddy.
Is it Diddy?
It's Diddy.
All right, Diddy. Fine. Diddy, all in caps. This is very important. All in caps. Hi, Cher.
Cher is spelled wrong.
There's four.
I have to interrupt. Cher is spelled incorrectly.
There was four letters, and she's gotten one wrong.
It's S-H-E-R.
So angry.
She spelled Cher wrong.
She's supposed to be a massive supporter of Cher, and she spelled her name wrong.
Your one chance, Dee Dee.
This could be it. You've got a 2-hour window that Cher is online.
That she's responding to tweets. That you're influencing her day, and you've just spelled her name wrong.
Like, if Dominic didn't piss Cher off with her mother's tweet, this has thrown Cher off the fucking planet.
If the laptop wasn't thrown across the room, it has been shot at this point.
Hi, Cher. We're two words in. We're two words in. You're
and Cher's
enraged.
Already had. I nearly smashed a glass when I read this.
It was so fun. Hi, Cher. All in capitals. Hi, Cher. Spelt wrong. Glad to hear it. I love Star Wars, but our theater here had bed bugs, and I'm afraid to go back. Justin.
Star Wars doesn't have a space in it.
This is what you're taking umbrage with.
What theater? Where does this woman live? At first glance, I'm enraged. I'm upset. I'm confused. I have a lot of feelings about
this
tweet.
How did she know it was the theater that had the bed bugs? It's in the name. Traditionally, bed bugs live in a bed.
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten that from the name.
It's in the title.
Oh, interesting. Interesting, Dee Dee, isn't it? Don't you find that interesting? I do.
Do you think Dee Dee maybe your bed?
I think Dee Dee maybe doesn't know what a bed is.
or a bed bug. It's possible Dee Dee doesn't know what a bed bug is.
But she's terrified. Dee Dee is living in fear of her local theater.
It's constant fear. She can't help.
She's changed all of her routes.
She's moved interstate.
She does it. It takes her an hour to go to the grocery store, which is just around the corner.
But she has to go the long. She has to take the 408 just to
because
get to
the theater's at a major intersection, and she has to take alleyways.
And she knows how bedbugs operate. Bedbugs aren't.
They've
just
got a radius.
They can get you even in a fast moving vehicle.
Oh, they're faster than light. They can beam mama if you're going at warp speed. They're insane bed bugs. They're crazy.
Oh, shit.
I've killed Andy.
I'm so sorry. This is so unprofessional.
Why did that kill you so much?
I don't know.
Didn't see it coming. I'm sorry. Well, neither did Dee Dee.
Oh, my God. Oh, I don't know why that's so funny. Oh, okay. No, I'm good. I'm good.
You all right?
Yep.
You
okay? I'm cool.
I'm gonna speak in soothing tones.
Oh, okay. I'm just wiping away tears. Jesus, I don't know why that was so funny. Oh, I'm not okay.
They're faster than light.
This is so stupid.
Andy, I'm going to ask you a question.
Please do.
Are you sick of trying to stick to a conservative budget and buying an obligation present?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
For someone you don't even like.
I hate people.
It's the worst.
And I hate sticking to budgets, yes.
Yeah, you have a main big problem with it.
Yeah.
Content with the $30 you've deemed reasonable, you realize at the very last minute you're up for an extra $8.50 on a half-decent card.
It has to be half-decent, because I half-assed the present, so the card has to be decent. And these half-decent cards don't come cheap, especially when you pulled up at the IGA at the last minute and that's where you get them from.
Yeah, gross. Enter supersimplecards.com.
Thank God.
Buy a pack of half-decent blank cards in packs of 6, 8, 10, or 12, perfect numbers,
yep,
if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
And no, you'll never have to exceed that stingy obligation budget again.
Stop calling. Anyway, great.
You are stingy.
So you can just pull it out of the drawer, jot down your insincere message, and reconcile some of those ill-willed feelings about having to attend this damn birthday party in the first place.
I have so many enemies to reconcile with. But you can save time and money by ordering a pack of greeting cards from supersimplecards.com with free shipping and 10% off your entire order when you use the code SHAREANDRETWEET at the checkout.
Can you spell that out for me, please?
I would love to, Andy.
Please,
that's C-H-E-R-A-N-D-R-E-T-W-E-E-T.
Because fuck paying more than $5 for a greeting card from IGA at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Follow the follower.
I've taken
Just
a minute.
Take
I'm
a minute.
Fine now.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Bed bugs faster than life.
No, it's okay. The moment's gone. I don't find it fun anymore.
Good.
You're an idiot.
So we took a 5 minute break so Andy could compose himself after that hilarious zinger.
I'm fine now. So we need to talk. We need to talk about Dee Dee. Dee Dee is. I love Dee Dee.
I love Dee Dee.
I love Dee Dee.
I know we're making fun of Dee Dee, but
we found some stuff and we're just like, oh.
We went through her Twitter feed because we're following the follower.
Yep.
And I love Dee Dee.
Yeah. So we're
She's a champion. First of all, it should be said that all of Dee Dee's writing, let's just call it all of her writing.
Let's call it writing because that's the easiest way to describe it.
Is all caps.
Yeah.
Everything is all caps.
And we're not saying a lot of it is caps. We are saying
everything. Single part of it.
Everything is all capitals.
All of it. See, she somehow managed to capitalize emojis.
We don't know.
I don't know how she's
We
done
don't know
it,
how she's
but
done
she
that.
Did it. She did it.
So I want to know a little bit about Dee Dee.
Oh,
so,
yeah, let's take a look.
So fortunately, she's like told us a little bit about her in a little bio. Keeping in mind, all of this is in capitals. Divorced. 3 kids. 5 dogs. Love them. 1 cat. Love going to casinos and watching my shows.
God bless you, Dee Dee.
God bless you. Cotton sucks, Dee Dee.
She loves... I love that she takes the moment to say that she loves the 5 dogs, because it's 5 dogs, comma, love them.
Yeah.
There's no love them after 3 kids.
And there's one cat.
One cat.
Like
no comment.
Grammatically, I'm super keen to lump 3 kids, 5 dogs together as like a posse of 8 that she's that she absolutely adores. 3 kids, 5 dogs, love them. 1 cat.
Yeah.
One.
She's got a mangy cat.
She does not like this cat.
It's a stray cat that just showed up at her house one day and will not leave. Possibly the source of bed bugs. We don't know.
We're not sure. But she has a cat.
Jury's out.
She has a cat, loves going to casinos, who doesn't, and watching my shows.
Yeah, and every time she says my, it's always ma.
It's ma.
Like,
it's
M-A, ma. So my shows, my dog, my child,
my love,
my divorce. It's all ma. So it's great.
Getting my divorce later.
Getting my divorce, signing the my divorce papers. It's great. Okay. So, let's talk about Dee Dee a little bit. Let's dig in. Let's see what makes Dee 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 Dee.
Okay. SMH just went to McDonald's. Oh my God. I adore this. Okay. First, what does SMH mean?
Smack my head.
Okay. Great.
Bam. I got it. No wait time.
Smack my head. Is that what it means?
Yeah, SMH, smack my head.
Oh, God.
Like, dope.
Yeah, I understand how to smack it. It's not...
I understand how to smack it.
She's not going around abusing people. Smack my head. I don't know why that was the voice.
Why was that?
I don't know.
What country do you think Dee Dee is from?
Smack my head. I'm just the waitress to a McDonald's. And the drive-thru lady. Okay.
That's how her tweets must be right now. Okay,
so culturally insensitive. All right, smack my head, SMH. I've learned something new. You're welcome. Smack my head, just went to McDonald's and the drive-thru lady reached out and pet my dog's head. I don't know where those hands have been. She's probably making nuggets with dog hair on her hands.
Brilliant. Full applause, standing ovation, brilliant.
Justin, I don't know if you know this about me, but in high school, I studied Latin for 6 years, and we got to translate things like the Odyssey and Ovid.
Yeah,
and
you won't shut up about it. Yes, I know this. You tell me every time.
I think this is better than the Aeneid. A 12-book... You know, epic adventure that took Ovid most of his life to write. I'm going to go out on a limb here.
She's beat him in 30 seconds.
In less than 180 characters. Smack my head, just went to McDonald's and the drive-thru lady reached out and pet my dog's head. I don't know where those hands have been. She's probably making nuggets with dog hair on her hands.
So good.
I don't know what she's...
You know what is great about Dee Dee here is she's a storyteller. She has already come up with a whole life about this woman at the drive-thru where she's just coming through and she's petting dogs and then she's making nuggets and then
the two things she's doing, petting dogs and making nuggets.
And then people are eating the nuggets. Like she's just... She's actually got a really active imagination because she's just like already, snap, I've got an idea of what this woman's doing.
Yeah.
And she refuses to believe that the woman has washed her hands. She won't give her that.
Is she annoyed that the lady hasn't washed her hands before she's petting her dog?
It sounds like both. It sounds like she thinks...
Dee Dee's just super concerned with personal hygiene.
I don't know where those hands have been.
She's a mum.
Yeah.
She's a mum to three kids.
Yeah.
You'd be concerned with personal hygiene as well.
And she has five dogs.
Five dogs is a lot. And one cat. Yeah,
one fucking
one
cat.
If
anyone knows about hygiene with dogs, it's Dee Dee.
It's Dee Dee. Dee Dee's got it covered.
And she's not having it at McDonald's.
So also, this... Also, my grounded daughter tried sneaking in at 5 a.m. I thought she was in her room all night. Smack my head. Pray for me.
I love that. Pray for me.
Pray for me. I have to deal with this bullshit. I've got two kids to deal with. Five dogs and a cat.
It's this and other tweets that she's written that makes me think that Love 'Em is only about the dogs. She cares not for her children.
Yeah.
Her children have forsaken her.
Yeah, it goes dogs first. Dogs and hummingbirds is the same as honey glow. This is the order.
You assume.
Yeah, you assume.
This is how I think it goes. It goes dogs.
Clear first.
Divorce.
Divorce. It was the way that you said it. Divorce.
Yeah. Bed bugs.
Yeah.
This cat. Three children.
Yeah. Okay.
They're at the bottom. If you read her other tweets, every other tweet is, my daughter is grounded. This has happened with my daughter. I think the only one she loves is her son.
Does she have a son?
Yeah. Look at the neck. next tweet.
Oh, yeah, my son. Tweet. Oh, yeah, it's literally. Okay, so I want to get to just this one, and then we'll go to okay. This is another one of my favorites. Oh, just got in a fight with my oldest because she hears Yanny and I hear moral. Smack my head.
Yeah. So this is the meme that's, or the thing that's going around right now where it's like, which one do you hear? Do you hear Yanny or Laurel?
Laurel.
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 She hears moral.
There are two options. And she's gone, no, I hear a different thing.
And she's so strong-footed about it that she's gotten in a fight with her oldest about a word that isn't an option.
Do you know who doesn't fight back? Five dogs. Yeah. Five dogs will give you nothing but love.
They will
love
do anything.
And nuggets. Yeah. That's it.
You know who else fought about moral? The cat.
The cat.
The cat got real upset. Yanny! I assume that's what it hears.
That was you as a cat.
That was me as a cat saying Yanny.
That's really made my night.
Okay, but then, so, you know, Dee Dee's going through all this crazy stuff, and then we stumbled across this next tweet, which just made us fall in love with Dee Dee.
Yeah, go. Like, read it.
So she says,
it to me.
She says, my son made me stay up all night with him to watch the wedding. This is, of course, the royal wedding.
Yep, not Jason and
not
Kylie.
My wedding. No,
my wedding.
My great wedding, like the show. I don't know.
Great wedding?
Yeah, isn't there?
Sorry?
What's the show? There's like a wedding show.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
No. Okay, you know what? We're moving on.
Surprise Wedding?
No.
There's Married a show. At First Sight.
There it is. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Wait, sorry. You thought and Married at First Sight, and you thought the show was called My Great Wedding?
I don't care.
My great
I care so little for what that show is called. No offense to anyone who likes it. Okay, let me get this out. Okay.
Yeah, Greg, sorry,
because this is the pinnacle of Dee Dee. So,
yes, please.
My son made me stay up all night with him to watch the wedding. He made us hats and made tea, LOL. He's so sweet and funny. Hate that the kids at school only see feminine. Good night, all. This mama needs her sleep. # royal wedding.
Oh, you've won me.
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee. Dee Dee, this took one tweet.
And I am in love with you. I think that is so beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's poignant. It's yes, yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's so good. So that's, you know, I know we've made fun of Dee Dee a lot, but we love her.
What I have just started realizing, though, is that is it that she doesn't like her girls and that she likes her son, because she has two girls, right? She has like an eldest girl and then a son and then another daughter.
I don't presume to know the ages or the order.
Well, there's an eldest daughter.
What's your yes so the eldest is a daughter, that's what that much we know.
So I just feel like she just doesn't like the girls.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She doesn't like the girls or a cat.
Reviewed things that she likes. It goes her son, the dogs, my divorce. Bed bugs, the cat.
The cat, and then two daughters.
Two daughters.
And then presumably below that, the woman at the drive-thru. Doesn't like
presumably,
her. Not a fan.
And the local movie theater that serves bed bugs and movies.
So that's our follower, follower for the week. That's Dee Dee Akers. She's a lovely, lovely human. Give her a follow and say hi and like her tweets.
Yeah. It's a classic. This is a classic tweet. We're going back to October of 2012.
Ooh, 2012.
Ooh, what a year.
We had just survived the apocalypse.
Spam was a big thing.
Spam was huge. Wait, the ham? Like the meat?
Spiced ham.
Okay. Yes.
Do you not remember 2012? It went apocalypse and then everyone got real addicted to spiced ham. Spam, as we now know.
Are you talking about spam, like
spiced ham?
Ham in a can spam?
Yeah, that's what it's short for. It's short for spiced ham.
What, did you guys just discover that here in 2012?
Did you guys just have an apocalypse?
Okay. You know what? Your attitude right now is out of control. I'm going to share this laptop over across the room. That's what I'm calling things now when I throw
them.
I'm going to share this.
Oh, do you mean you're going to share? No, I'm going to piff it across the room and into someone.
And then I'm going to shoot it with a shotgun.
Yeah, if you forget my mother's birthday, I swear to fucking Christ.
Why don't you know my entire family's birthdays?
It's on the 9th.
So on October 2012.
Mm-hmm. On October?
On October 10th, 2012.
October 10th. Yep. So Cher, quite infamously now, tweeted, is it 29?
Log out. Log out, close the laptop. That's it. That's the full thought.
Has a mimosa, treats herself to a biscuit, sits
and
down.
And she's done.
Watches my fun wedding show.
My great wedding.
My great wedding.
I don't
wedding.
Remember
it's
what I called
married
it.
Married at first sight, you moron.
Is it 29?
Is it 29?
Is it 29? Is it degrees? My waist size?
Dollars?
Is she shopping?
Is she holding something?
And is
she's
it, like, is it 29? Is it, she's responding to a Price is Right game while she's watching it.
She's watching, the Price
she's
is
watching
Right.
The Price is Right.
Oh, is it 29?
Is it 29? Everyone, right? Am I right? It's 29.
And then it just like a large pan out, and it's just Cher in front of a giant flat screen TV with a fire roaring in the corner and just an echoey mansion. Is it right? Is it right? Is it right? Is it right?
Yeah, that's exactly how it happened.
I really thought you were going to go with me on that journey, and what you've done is just...
full stop. Just abort.
Stared at me like I was a madman.
Yeah, you're as mad as Cher writing this tweet.
Is it 29?
Is it 29? I have no idea what you're talking about, Cher, and neither does half the world. Because Henna Cher, that's her handle is Henna_Cher, writes back, what is 29 Cher? ? And I don't have an answer, but Cher writes back and she says, Cher writes back and says, need 29 more lovelies. We've been a small band and now we're a bigger small band. Sorry, I forgot. I missed there was a line.
It's almost as though you're
I'm reading slam poetry. Can we turn this into a slam poetry hour?
Yeah.
We've been a small band. So she writes, we've been a small band and now we're a bigger small band. You've all been great except for the assholes. What?
You will? Yeah, I don't know.
What does that mean? Need 29 more lovelies to fulfill a quota?
It's like she's clearly having a conversation just... not the full conversation. She's replying to something somewhere else.
Right.
Like someone has sent her a text message and she's gone, I'll just text you back on Twitter. It's easier. You'll get it, right? Yeah. I'm Cher.
Everyone gets my tweets. And this isn't a private conversation.
No conversation with Cher is a private conversation. It's all always out in full force on Twitter.
Yeah. It's just, there's a lot. There's so many unknowns. And even the response is shrouded in mystery. It's just covered.
What I love about Cher's Twitter is that more often than not, it constantly just raises more questions. Is it 29? I don't know. Hopefully Cher can shed some light on it. Were you looking for details? Were you looking for specifics? Sure, you can have some, but they're not going to answer any of the questions. If anything, they're going to make things incredibly obtuse.
Yeah, I've doubled your questions. Do you have any more questions? I will double them as well.
I will double them again.
It's like a casino. She is a one-woman casino.
She is a one-woman casino.
Give me your questions. I'll double them. It's a rate you won't get anywhere else. I will 200% return your questions.
It's breathtaking. What a skill to have.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
And I mean,
is this 29? How about farthings? Did someone say summer? I've got a B.
Just like, any more questions? I'll be online for 3 more minutes.
This window is closing.
Tweet now or I never speak of this again.
When's your birthday, Cher? I hate you. Done. flicks laptop across room, shoots it.
Buy me another laptop.
Is it 29?
Is it the 29th laptop? Maybe that's what it was.
Is that what she's done? She's picked up the laptop, looked at it, and gone, is this 29 or, is this 20? Or 30?
Am I on 30? Because I get a discount if it's my 30th one. I'll smash it anyway. Smash it all. So we're gonna do something called Cher's Bucket List now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which are things that we've decided Cher, based on this week's events, has added to her bucket list.
And this is an ever-growing list. This may or may not be the list that Cher has.
Oh, I guarantee it is. I guarantee it's
the only guarantee we can make on this show is that this bucket list is absolutely Cher's bucket list. I 100% guarantee that. And if you've got any questions for me, I will double them. I will double the questions.
All right. Cher this week is adding to her bucket list triple someone's question.
She's adding another laptop.
She's taking it up a lot.
want the power to triple questions.
I've only ever been able to double a question. She's like alchemist. She's a question alchemist. She takes one in and multiplies it.
That is not what an alchemist does.
I know,
does.
She turns it into other things. I know, I was trying to make it similar. Oh, God, you're so stupid sometimes. I hate you so much.
All right, my big wedding show.
Watch my big wedding show
is up there. Have people remember when her mother's birthday is.
Oh, that's a big one.
That's a huge one.
The moment someone can remember her mother's birthday, she'll be able to check that off the bucket list. That's on the bucket
that's
list.
It. That's gone. Mum, someone on Twitter remembered your birthday.
All right, that's done.
That's off now. Great. Tick. What else?
I think go down a size would be on...
Go down a size.
I think she's more upset than she lets on.
She's having a really rough day, guys. This is inner turmoil.
Yeah, she put Trump in the same tweet as her waist size.
And 90% of her tweets are Trump related.
Yeah, and specifically anti-Trump.
She's not.
There's no pro-Trump tweets.
There's none of them slip through the grates. Yeah. She's not like, also, I like what Trump did with his hair.
You know what? I think that's on her bucket list. I think she'd like to find one good thing because she's a positive woman. She's very positive, which is why it's so interesting that there's so much loathing for Donald Trump. I think she wants to find one positive thing to say about Donald Trump before she dies.
All right. And I think just personally on my bucket list is see a bed bug move at the speed of light. Did I just break you?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm going to go again.
She wants to move at the speed of light.
Yeah.
She's eating cake.
While eating cake on her National Cake Day. Heaven.
That's all the time we have, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
I've been Andy Ballock.
I've been Justin Porter.
Thank you so much for listening. Please rate and review this episode and share it.
And retweet it. And, we'd like to hear from you, so write us at shareandretweet@litmedia.com.
And you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and...
Twitter
and LinkedIn and Pinterest.
No, God damn it. Damn it. Every time, Andy. Edit that out.
Do not know how the apps work. Follow us on Grindr at...
Oh, no.
At share and retweet.
Share and retweet. Share and retweet.
No, no, no. It's still share and retweet. It's just spelled... It's just
S-H-A-R-E.
Yes. Joke's gone.
Thank you guys so much. Join us next time.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.